podcasts at news.gather.com. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Bob Moon, in for Kai Ryssdal. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday, June 17th. No sooner had BP Chief Tony Hayward tried to open his mouth at a hearing on Capitol Hill today when a protester shouted him down. It was a rocky start to a rough day for BP's top executive, even as subcommittee chairman Bart Stupak moved quickly to hush the outburst.
We have a hearing to conduct here. We're going to conduct our hearing. It's going to be done with proper decorum.
That didn't stop lawmakers from kicking off the hearing with more than an hour of criticism, with proper decorum, of course, before Hayward got his turn to talk. He declared that he was deeply sorry for the spill that's been gushing for more than 8 weeks. For a review of today's hearing, let's turn to our D.C. Bureau Chief John Dimsdale. Hi, John.
Hey, Bob.
So how do you think Hayward fared in front of the committee?
Well, he was contrite and sorrowful and took responsibility, but he deflected all the questions about those decisions to cut corners and save money that everybody says led to the explosion. He said he didn't know anything about what was happening at the well before the blowout and won't know until a company investigation is complete. Here's a sample of his answers to Michigan Congressman John Dingell.
I was not involved in that decision, so it's impossible for me to answer that question.
All right. Can you tell us how much money BP saved by not using the proper number of centralizers?
I'm afraid I can't recall that.
How much time was saved?
And I don't recall that either, I'm afraid.
So he knew the questions beforehand from a letter from the committee. Why wouldn't he answer?
Well, remember, his testimony is under oath, and he'd obviously been told by the lawyers, don't make the company any more legally liable for fines or other regulatory punishments than we already are in. Committee members repeatedly said that they're exasperated that the head of the company, the CEO, kept claiming he didn't know, especially since he's been in the business for 28 years. He came up through the engineering and scientific side. He was totally unflappable. But, you know, it doesn't sound like he's planning to be there long. Here he is talking to Subcommittee Chairman Stupak.
You expect to be CEO of BP much longer?
At the moment, I'm focused on the response.
You know, his answers seem to particularly bother the man leading the Congressional Investigation Committee, Chairman Henry Waxman of California. He seemed to draw a larger conclusion from BP's actions, John.
We learned from our hearing earlier this week that the other oil companies are just as unprepared to deal with a massive spill as BP. We are seeing in the oil industry the same corporate indifference to risk that caused the collapse on Wall Street.
Which leads me to wonder, does Representative Waxman have an agenda here with this investigation?
Well, it sounds like he's making a case for stronger regulations. He's also a strong supporter of an energy and climate change bill that would either tax carbon or put a higher price on it and bring down greenhouse emissions. So, you know, there's a sense among progressive Democrats in Congress that this spill is a disaster that could move the country along in that direction.
And early in today's hearing, there was a remarkable moment when Mr. Waxman's counterparts on the Republican side of the committee, Jill Barton from Texas, dropped a bombshell accusation against the president who negotiated that $20 billion restitution fund with BP just yesterday.
But I'm ashamed of what happened in the White House yesterday. I think it is a tragedy of the first proportion that a private corporation can be subjected to what I would characterizes a shakedown, in this case a $20 billion shakedown.
Who is Jill Barton speaking to with that accusation, John?
Well, Joe Barton has long been a champion of the oil industry. Critics point out that he's taken over $1 million in campaign funds from oil companies. And later in the day, he did clarify that he believes BP is responsible for the spill and the cleanup. But he knows his district depends on the industry, and he's concerned that BP isn't being given due process and may not survive as a viable company. And, you know, the White House came back later in the day and said it's a shame that the congressman is supporting the oil industry and not the people in the Gulf who've been hurt by this spill.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale, our Washington bureau chief, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
On to the next controversy.